One of pro football's legendary quarterbacks has died. Lynn Dawson was a Hall of Famer, a Super Bowl MVP with the Kansas City Chiefs. He was also a renowned broadcaster later in his career. He was 87. Greg Eklund has this remembrance.
As a quarterback, Lynn Dawson was nicknamed Lenny the Cool because he displayed so much poise under pressure. Friendly and likable, he was instrumental in delivering Kansas City its first biggest sports moment, a Super Bowl championship in 1970 for the NFL's Kansas City Chiefs.
He deserves all the praise we can send his way, Pat Summerall. He did an excellent job.
What an afternoon. 12 out of 17. His pass completion record for the afternoon.
As described on the CBS telecast, Dawson's performance in Super Bowl IV led him to being named the most valuable player. In 1993, 23 years later, he said it still meant a lot.
We were the underdog in that game. I mean, we were supposed to get beat by a couple of touchdowns. Thankfully, we didn't believe that. I look back now on the MVP, that's really something special, really.
Dawson's best season individually was in 1964 when he threw 30 touchdown passes in a 14-game season. It was a team record that stood until 2018 when Patrick Mahomes shattered it with 50 touchdown passes. Mahomes said that year he was amazed that Dawson's record stood so long.
You throw 30 touchdowns in today's league where there's a lot more passing and you're still having a great season. And so for him to be that advanced, and I mean, he won a Super Bowl here. I mean, he's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play.
Dawson's celebrity status in Kansas City wasn't just because of what he did on the field. He began his broadcasting career in radio and television while still playing. Dawson often had to shuttle from the practice field to the TV studio.
I'm on the news set at 6 o'clock. Go home and have dinner with my family, come back and do the 10 o'clock news. And the biggest reason for that was we didn't make very much money back in those days.
Dawson retired as a player in 1975, but his work in broadcasting expanded to the national level when he became a game analyst for NBC and a co-host of Inside the NFL on HBO. In addition to his TV broadcasts, he also did radio for the Chiefs on game days until he retired in 2017. Dawson was born and raised in Ohio, but made Kansas City his home, and his TV audience appreciated his straightforward approach.
It's a good thing that they didn't take prisoners in this game because there would have been a lot of guys gone. Kansas City, let's face it, they did not play worth a darn out there.
Lynn Dawson is among only three in the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a player and a broadcaster. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund in Kansas City.